Okay, good. So I'm thinking like what the guys are saying. Basically, that the question is, let's say by Egla Rufa, but it could be by anything, is like, what's the koveya of the closest city, so to speak? What's the koveya of the Egla Rufa? Is it the medida? Or let's start the other way. Is it the closest city? The closest city is by Egla Rufa. There's a reality of a closest city. It's a reality of a closest city. And in reality, one of them is closer, and if you break it down on a microscopic level, whatever, there's definitely one which is closer. It can't be there exactly identical. Okay, so there is a closest city. The Koveya of Egla Rufa, the Chiv is on the closest city. So there's a closest city. Now, the Midai, what's Medida? Medida is just the way in which you determine the closest city. It's a means of arriving at the closest city. But there could come a point where your Medida falls short. If your Medida says it's exact, it's not really exact, you just can't tell which one using Medida. So now you're in a bind, so you're going to have to do Masafik, you can't do both. Because one of them is really close, so the Medida is not a sufficient method in that case. Or do you say no, is the Medida itself is the Halachic Koveya? Which city is Taiv? The city which you measure to be closer. In other words, the closer is not the closer of physics, it's the closer of the Maita Adam. Whereas the Medida is Koveya, the closest city. What does it mean, the closest city? The city which is measured to be closest. Now, if that's the case here, there's two closest cities. It's Eshel Tzomtzim, they could say they're exact. Are they really exact? No, but the Medida, they're exact. And so far as our tools are concerned, they're exact. So if you say that the closest city is Kavua by the Medida Sa'adam, the measuring of man, so then you'll say, really, they are exact. It's Eshel Tzomtzim. So is the Koveya the actual reality of the Yarakrova, or is it the Meditis Adam of the Yarakrova? Right, and you can say the same thing by, for instance, you have to build a Mizbeach, three Amas. Does three Amas mean three Amas, or does three Amas mean, according to man's measurements, three Amas? If it means really three Amas, of course it's impossible. Are we supposed to get exactly three Amas? So it says, no, it can't be. You can't say that you have to say. As the Torah tells man to build it, obviously it's telling man to use his measures. That's why that's that, of course. But by these types of areas, you know, that's just like an exception, because it has to be. Here, you could have Egla Rufa in general by using man's measurements, and it'll be fine. Because even if you say it is the underlying reality, but usually you can determine the underlying reality. Because if on your measurement one is bigger, then obviously on the underlying reality one is bigger. Right? Let me ask you a question. So is this Bidei Shemayim or Bidei Adam? So far, okay, good. So again, I'm thinking like Yonah and Yudah are saying that you could differentiate between the two, between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam, and argue is that when Bidei Adam, Bidei Adam means it's like the Torah gives it over to man, tells man measure, tells man build a mizbeach, that's three amas. I mean, it's intrinsically put into man's framework to start measuring. It's under, put under his jurisdiction. So when it's under in his hands, so now the Torah is saying is measurement, it means your measurements. Or, you know, your three amas, your closest city. It's like the very nature of the halachic framework is one which is put under man's hands. So then you'll say so you measure the closest city. So it means it's closest in man's framework. But by something like Bechor, you're saying it's not put in man's framework, it's not like man does anything. It's whichever one is born first has Kedushas Bechora. There's an event, there's an objective event in the world. Whichever one is born first has a Kedushas Bechora, it's Kadosh. Okay? So you could argue that goes by the reality of birth. The reality. See, like, boy, man, boy, Egla Rufa, even though it's based on the mace, it's the Medida. The Torah really puts you involved in the Medida. It doesn't just say whichever mace city is closest to. The Torah sets up a mitzvah of Medida, so it puts it Bidei Adam. It puts it under man's framework to be involved in it. But in a Bechor, there's no halacha of measuring the Bechor. The halacha is whichever one was born first, the Padarachim, is a Bechor. So therefore, you could argue that that's going to be the reality of the Padarachim, the opening up of the womb. Whichever one's first. And if you can't tell, you can't tell. Fine. But there is a reality. Right? There's a reality to this thing. Right? So there's room to differentiate, right? So what would be the argument to say that even by Bidei Shamayim you say Epshilot Samson? Okay, yeah, so the honest is good, right? But you'd still argue is, look, Vamon is, it's halacha. It's not physics, it's halacha. And halacha is a system for man. And therefore, it's sure you're saying is the firstborn is a Bechor. But you could say firstborn means, according to human determinants, firstborn from man's vantage point. And if a human being who looks at the thing would say they're both firstborn, then they're both firstborn. Then don't tell me one's first. Because that's the argument, the full-blown argument of Eshel Thompson, both the Eben and the Ishmael, is halacha categorically works only with man's measurements and man's determinations. And it never goes into what's really the case. You know? Whereas an opposite extreme, it says, no, that it always goes by what's really the case, and man's measurements is just a tool of determining it, but there could come cases where it's indeterminate. Now, unless the Torah specifically says, build them Zeus Riyamas, that definitely is telling you to do, to use man's measurements. And it seems like the Gemara concludes that it's across the board, but they argue both. They're extremes. The middle position is not really taken. It's a question, or it's not sure. Because Riyosili says it by Bidei Shemayim. So if you say by Bidei Shemayim, it's possible that it goes by man. Certainly by Dida, it's not going to go by man. But it says by the Rabbanon, they say it doesn't go by Bidei Shemayim, by the sheep. You say that they're not the same time. But that's what I was asking. No, what about when man's involved? Then does it go by man's measurements? So the Gemara ends up showing no. Even there it doesn't. And even by Bidei Adam, it still doesn't. It still doesn't go. Man's measurements is merely a means, and it's not the Kaveh. The Kaveh is the reality. Okay. So the one thing I'd say is that this is just, I think, I can't say this definitively, but I think this is just scratching the surface. I mean, these are, I would say at this point, tentative ideas in the Sugya of Eshel Tzamtzim, which is bigger than we've actually done. I mean, there's a few Gemaras I see, the Nivamos, Marachulin, the Erevin, there's a few Gemaras about it, and I see this Tosus looks very interesting. Eshel Tzamtzim, on the Zion and Bezim, big. I started in the beginning as Rashi, Tosas, they learn exactly the same, and the different ways to learn Eshel Thompson is. I mean, I think these ideas are. It seems to me that these ideas are in the ballpark of the Sugya, of where it's at, you know, and like a good. I would say these are good working definitions that I'd go into the Sugya doing, but I would think if you do the Sugya, you'll see it's not so simple, there are further issues, further complications, other things around, you know, other types of cases. I mean, it's usually the way it is. But I think, if we're doing the Sugya like La Rufa and it being involved in this Sugya in passing, these are good definitions. But again, that's why I got this book, Lo Kesef Nivchar, which basically it's kind of like a compendium for different Sugyas. It has like the relevant Gemaras. So I looked up Efshot Samtse Malah. It has a Gemara Mechoros, Tosos, it brings down, there's a Rosh, the Yivamos, Simon Yivamos, Maran Erevin, Monachul. Another one of Choros. And it's Psalm. So, I mean, it's good, you know. It brings down the Rambams. It's in this book, it's like truth is, it's like two pages. I mean, you know, the pages have a lot of stuff on them, but it's not huge. The standards of Sugyas, it's not huge, but it's not just the one little thing. It's not just this Gemara. So, I would recommend, in general, to really, before you can really say that you understand the Sugya, I mean, you gotta at least. You gotta at least see, at least I would think, again, we're doing it in passing here, and I didn't really put that much time to it, but I think to really be solid about the ideas, you gotta like see the different Gemaras, see the cases, because oftentimes what happens is you have this part, this is what it means. And then you look at another case and say, oh, that
that just doesn't work. You know what I mean? It's like an experiment, so to speak, you know? It's like in science. You have a theory, the experiment doesn't work out, and you have to go back to drawing board. Drawing board sometimes means you gotta, you know, crash and burn and start again, or something to do with it, or sometimes it means you gotta expand it, or, you know? So again, I didn't really go through this. But it would be, you know, therefore I'd say anything we're saying is tentative. But it seems like these are good tentative approaches, and, you know, I would think should factor in one way or another into this idea. But so I'd recommend that if anyone's looking for something to do, it's nice. It seems like a nice little sugya which we have, so to speak, you know, a good approach to doing, you know, but then the rest, you know, you'd have to really kind of go through the nitty-gritty of it to see, you know. And in doing so, I would think the way to do it would be look at the Gemaras first, the relevant Gemaras, and then the Rishonim, you know, Tosfos here. Yeah. One little thing is, so Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, okay, the first part of the Mishnah said, if you find that there's a Mishnah on Memheim, Beis, and Sota. Memheim, Beis. So it says, if you find it in between two cities, exactly, so they both bring like a two Agarufas. And it says, that was Rebbe Elazar. But in Yerushalayim, maybe Agarufa. Yerushalayim does not bring an Egel Arufa. Okay? Yerushalayim doesn't bring it? Does not bring an Egel Arufa. If Yerushalayim is the closest city to a corpse, they do not bring an Egel Arufa.
Yes, it's okay.
Yes. So why not? What's wrong with Yerushalayim?
Right?
That's right. Memheim Aves. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the pasuk says, "Ki yimotzei chalav adama asher Hashem lokach lo sincha nachal l'rishta," if you find the corpse in the ground, which Hashem gives you to inherit, right? So the Gemara says, "Damar kara l'rishta," because sava Yerushalayim lo nispak l'shvatim. So he holds, the Mishnah holds, Yerushalayim was not given to the shvatim; it was not given as part of the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. So basically saying is Yerushalayim wasn't given to the Shvatim. It was, so to speak, left as a place for the Mikdash.
The Rambam says,
it wasn't given out to the Shvatim, and never about Dama Shar Shon Kechon Osim. Okay? Same thing Marcus, basically. Okay? Right. Similar halacha, Yerushalayim v'chutzal it's in a tamim in a goyim, so you don't have tuma tzaras of houses. Nor in Eretz in chutzal or Yerushalayim. Shneimar bebeis eretz achuzaska, the place of your inheritance. Yerushalayim won as chag l'shvatim. So Yerushalayim wasn't inherited; it wasn't given, split up amongst the shvatim. Also by Yerani Dachas. So Yerani Dachas, it says one of the Ari Miklat doesn't become in Yerani Dachas. It's found to be a city that worships idols, you know. Shneimar b'Yerachas L'Racha, one of your cities. The Lo Yerushalayim Nasi Yerin Dachas, if you know Shalom Aspag L'Shvatim, Yerushalayim doesn't become Yerin Dachas because it wasn't given over, split to the Shvatim. So, I mean, I don't know exactly the difference of what goes into this thing, but I mean, it seems to be saying pretty clearly, at least the old Yerushalayim was saying that it was not given, it was not split amongst the Shvatim. It wasn't given out. Just for our purposes, take it as a given that that's the case. I mean, I hear Dr. J saying, is there seem the maps that have it that split amongst the Yudam and Yamin? It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it's a machlokas, or maybe, I don't know, maybe the maps exclude each other, whatever it is. But either way, this the Rambam, there's four Rambams that are saying, and this Gemara is saying, it seems to this Gemara maybe it's a machlokas, but we're not going to get into that. But we'll take it as a given that it's not a tzchak l'shvatim. Means it wasn't divvied out in the Shvatim, it's just the land where you build the Beis HaMikdash on, so no one owns it. Like Shvatim means you own it. It's given over to you, then you own it. But Yerushalayim isn't really owned. It's for the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, so what's the Svara though? So what's the Svara excluded from Egel Arufa? You know what I mean? What's the concept? I mean, but there is a city, and there are Zakenim and all that. So I mean, what's the difference if it's in Stockholm, Shvatim or not? I mean, how is that relevant? Right? How is that relevant? So it's true the Pasuk says that, but I mean, simple pshat to say means Baal Shem Kalan Dosen Lachan Achol Rish. So it means in Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim is part of Eretz Yisrael. It's not given to Shvatim. Well, who cares? Who cares about that? Yehuda's pointing out the Rambam puts together that if the closest city is close to Yerushalayim, so then you the closest city is Yerushalayim, you ignore Yerushalayim and you measure the next closest city. Just like if it's a city that doesn't have a Besdin, that's a fact in the Rambam, right?
So that has to be explained, I guess, right? That's what you're saying. I mean, maybe it's a question, maybe not, but that will have to be explained. But you just say, it's like, look, if the halacha was that Yerushalayim is just like an exemption, that Yerushalayim doesn't have to bring it. Like, the zakenim of Yerushalayim are above the law and they just don't have to bring it. Whatever, something like that. So then, fine, so then it's just be potter. No one should bring it, because they're the city, and they're potter. But it's like, you see, they're not really a city in this framework. Just like a city which doesn't have a bezin is not really a city in this framework, it seems like Yerushalayim is also not really a city in this framework. But a city which doesn't have a bezin is one thing to say it's not really a city in this framework. Because it's like not that developed or whatever, but I mean, what's the sense of that saying Yerushalayim isn't? Okay, so we're going to think about this problem. It's a nice problem. But let's go to the next thing, okay? Next thing is interesting. So it says like this. It says... So let's say... I'm kind of skipping a little bit. Sort of. It says, where may I am Yimodah? Where do you measure from? Which part of his body do you measure from? Okay, from which part of the body of the corpse? Because it's important to you. I got to figure out. You want to measure so exactly in the precision. So you got to know where you're measuring from. Right? So it says, from his belly. Okay? From his nose. It's Avaro, from the place he becomes a corpse, namely his throat. Okay? Okay, so that's Machlokes, right? So what's the Machlokes based upon? So the Gemara asks, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar Ikir Chuyusav Ape. One position holds the essence of life is in the nose. Mar Savar Ikir Chuyusav Atibure. The other says the essence of life is in the belly. Okay. So let's see a little further. Right? The Imsa Machlokas, right? What is that? It's funny Machlokas. Was this like a biology question or Yerashi? Iker Chiyusa, Hilkoth Iker Chalal Nikri. So who cares the ikar of his life? Why is that relevant? Where the essence of life is? So it says, hukaf ikar halal nikri. So in other words, wherever the essence of life is, that's where the corpse is. That's where the death is. If you want to locate the death is located where the life was, because death means the cessation of life. So if you say the essence of life is in his nose, then the location of death is in his nose. And same thing with the belly. Because the sea is around the halal. Right? So then the Gemara says, right, so that's the question, what's the Machlokas? Funny Machlokas. Okay? Then the Gemara says, it's like this. Lema Kihani Tamayim. Let us say that this Machlokas is the same as this Machlokas Tamayim. Me'echon Avlad Notzer. From where is the child created? Me'erosha, from his head. Of course, the Pasuk. Avashal Omer Mitiburo, from his belly, and then he spreads forth from his belly. So it seems like it's the same question: is he created from his head, which I guess his nose, whatever, close enough, or is he created from his belly? So it seems like the same Machlokas. So Mor says no. Afil Tema Avashal, I come like Avashal only Tzira. No, Avashal is only saying that he's created from his belly. The chiyum mitzar vlad and tziyasa mitzar because the mitzvah is created from the center, right? Aval inin chiyusa, but regarding the adult life, where is the essence of his life? The kuli alma ba'apayu. You can say everyone says it's in the nose. Yachsev kol asher nishmos rochaim apa. Because the pasuk says, and embraces kol asher nishmos rochaim apa. Anyone who has the breath of breath in their nostrils. So you see when the Torah is describing life. It's I think by Noach, right? The Teva? I think so. So the way it describes it is based upon breathing in your nose, anyone who has the breath of life in their nostrils. So you see apparently the Pasuk saying is that life, essence of life is in your nostrils. So the saying is, it's not necessarily contingent upon where the body was born from. Even if that's in life as nostrils, it could be the way it was created was from the center, from the belly, and then his birth spreads outwards. Okay, so fine. The main point is that, so that's an argument to say the essence of life is in the nose. But apparently there's another argument, right? That's my whole guess. Right? And then you have the last position. He says, right? He says that you go by the that's a third position. It doesn't go by the essence of life, but it goes by where he was killed, his throat. And he says, why do you know that where he's killed is where his throat? Chalal. So it says, my time is the sibilosis ostol tzavare chal le'rishayim. So the pasuk basically which shows that the term chalal is a reference to his throat. Remember, just like Chalal meant his throat. His throat. Yeah. Just like Chalal meant killed by a sword, it's saying is the throat. So it generally means people cut at the throat. Okay, so therefore you measure from the throat. Okay, so you have three machlokas. Do you measure from the center of his life, the essence of his life, in which the machlokas is the essence of his life, his nose or his belly? Or do you measure from his throat because that's where he's killed from, that's where he's a Chalal? Right. Okay. So that's the question. What's this question of where's the essence of his life? Right. Now, you can look, if you want to look at the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, talks a little bit. I mean, you can think on your own, or you could. I mean, let me just grab a Rambam. Hold on. Rambam explains in the Pirush Mishnayos. He says. So the Rav Elazar Omer Ikar Achiyas Tibura. The essence of his life is the belly. The feature who Emtsa HaBeta, because it's the center of his. It's really his belly button, Tibura, I think. So because it's the center of his belly, Hamakif as Kol Kali HaMazon, which surrounds all the tools of sustenance. Shevahem Hamshacha Sachayim. That through them is the continuance of life, the flowing or the continuance of life. Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva says, Makom Shi'ifas Ha'avir, Hu Hechrechiv Yosef, the place which sucks in the air, the nose, is more essential in life, B'chayim. More essential in life. Shenemar Kalshar, Yishmas Ruchayim Apov, it says, it's in the blood, breath, and the nostrils, Elchir Akiva, and nostrils like that, it goes by the nose. Okay, so is it going by the place which draws in the air is more essential, or is it the middle of the belly because that surrounds all the utensils of nourishment, which is that through which life is life is extended. Alrighty, pretty interesting, right? Strange halachic question, right? You wouldn't think it's a halachic question, it was the essence of life. Right, like that. What's that?